And here we are at the Observer Food Monthly Awards, and I am joined by both Gordon and Tanner Ramsey. Good evening to you both. First of all, Gordon, congratulations on winning for the television show. How does it feel? That great question.
Really embarrassing, really. Nice to be voted by your viewers. I don't know, really. You never see it as a television program. For me, it's like running a restaurant. Live, ambitious, semi-sort of tenacious. And, you know, the customers are paying for the dinner, so it's real. So we keep it like a normal restaurant. And, it's a great night. Great for the team, because that's what it is. You're only as good as your team. And, you know, I think now, in today's world, you know, as a 40-year-old chef, you're sort of a player coach. You're no longer the player. You're a player and coach.
Now, Tanner, you're standing there looking like you don't want to say anything. But do you think it's a good thing for Gordon to win awards? It's a very simple question. Should he win awards?
I don't see why not. He deserved it.
He deserved it.
I see the behind the scenes, yes.
Do you agonise? Does he agonise about the TV work? Does it come naturally to him?
I don't think it ever comes naturally. I think it's very healthy to be nervous before doing anything like that. And the day that you don't become slightly nervous and you take it just sort of as an everyday thing is when you've got a problem.
You never take it for granted. I don't know, really. Like any chef, you're as good as your last dish. And I suppose in television world, it's like you're as good as your last program. And ratings are critical. Everyone's pushing for ratings in terms of advertising sort of strategy, and Channel 4 being sort of the DNA of channels, the sort of unwanted appendix that no one wanted to accept. So... yeah, no, it's tough. It's very tough. But you don't think that it's a success ever. You just work hard at it, I suppose.
Let's talk about the awards in general. One of the things you do in Kitchen Nightmares is you travel the country and find out just how bad food can be in Britain. Mm-hmm. But tonight we've seen a pretty good spread of awards from across the country, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, from an artisan baker to, you know, the most amazing fish and chips, these awards are about recognising the grafters in the industry and, you know, propelling standards. That's what it's about. And, you know, when you go to bed at night, you want to wake up the next day thinking that you have integrity to what you do. So it's not a fast food chain. It's not monopolised by a large branding supermarket. It's something that's individually grafted at, that's not allowed to be a concept. And I hate that word brand concept, because these awards are about the guys that are at the coalface chipping away. And, you know, a guy came up early and said, look, you know, you live in Wandsworth, I've got the most amazing chippy, you're 2 minutes from your door, I'd love to see you. I said, look, I love eating fish and chips, tell me what's so passionate about your fish and chips. He said, the batter, everything's fresh, there's nothing farmed, and we have the most amazing batter. So that's what makes these awards.
Where do you get fish and chips from down in Wandsworth, Tanner?
Well, now we know. I mean, we actually haven't found a decent fish and chip shop there, but obviously now we know.
Gordon's just got the card out, so what's it called? Let's give him a plug.
It's called The Fish Club, and the gentleman's name is James Thompson, and it's in St John's Hill, Clapham Junction. But, you know, if someone can come up to you and be that sort of aggressive about how good his fish and chips are, then you've got to take stock. And, you know, from a chef's point of view, you never stop learning. And, you know, whether you've had a crap meal or an amazing meal, there's always something to learn. I love the awards. It's become the standard bearer for other food magazines, and there's one thing that pisses me off about the Observer Food Monthly is the fact that cold call they put in when they say, I need a table for Robert De Niro, and I always say to them, look, tell Robert to fuck off, will you, because I know it's the Observer Food Monthly. And then you get a letter from their PR saying, I cannot believe you told a Hollywood A-lister to fuck off when all we wanted was a table.
If it's any reassurance, they did phone up a bunch of them claiming to be me, and none of them would give me a table. So does that make you feel better?
Yeah, but you're sort of like the sort of, you know, the Johnny Depp of the food world.
Gordon and Tanner Ramsey, thank you very much.